Hello, ladies. How are you? Fantastic. Swan dive!
AM PM Sports, I'm Aaron, he's Mitch. We're on Ustream broadcasting live right now, as well as on Podomatic.com later. Me and Mitch's new favorite website. We'll just throw out endorsements for them anytime we get a chance because we love our Podomatic, don't we, Mitch?
They are probably our best friend on the internet.
Ah, yes. Well, a very big show to get to today. A lot of NFL stuff going down and plenty of things to talk about around the National Football League. Email address ampm_sports@yahoo.com. Also, look us up on Facebook and on Twitter and tell us how to do that, Mitchie.
So Twitter, I actually got this wrong in the last show, like, consistently. I don't know why I didn't notice
it. We had complaints from fans. That's how we knew, of course.
Our many fans. Twitter would be twitter.com/ampmsports. I actually said ampmsports/Twitter before. I had it mixed around. And then Facebook would be, you just Facebook search am-pmsports, and you would find our page right there.
Excellent. So now that we have all that out of the way, let's just get things rolling right away here. And we talked Green Bay Packer football yesterday and basically went through the entire roster. So today, moving on to the rest of the NFL. And before preseason gets underway, me and Mitch both did a rough draft of preseason rankings for the NFL so far at this point. So I guess should we start this from the bottom up or from the
should we go 32 through 28, just do it by five?
Yeah,
five teams,
yeah,
at a time?
Yeah, sure. You go for it. You go first. Start with
all
32.
Right. My bottom five would be at 32, I have the Rams. 31, I have the Bills. 30, the Seahawks, 29, Browns, and 28, Buccaneers. And it doesn't really matter what order they're in because they're all kind of, you know, on the same level of being pretty bad teams.
I would agree with you except for the Seahawks because in my bottom five would be the Buccaneers, the Rams, the Browns, the Bills, and the Raiders. Do you want me to tell you where I have the Seahawks right now, or should I wait till later to surprise you?
Oh, you should just surprise me.
All right, because they're not extremely high, but they're not low either. Get reasons.
Well, the Rams really. I know they have Bradford, but you know I think he is a rookie quarterback, and he is also coming off a year where he didn't actually play football in college. So I don't think he's really going to he's not going to bring that much to him in the first year, at least. The Bills, I mean, they don't have anything. You know, these bottom teams, really, you can't really say too many things different about each team. You know, they don't really have anything. Any of the teams don't have anything. The Seahawks, I know they have, Matt Hasselbeck is not a horrible quarterback, but he does get hurt all the time. And they don't really have that good of a defense at all. The Browns, they're also just not very good. And the same thing goes for the Buccaneers.
Right. There really isn't. I mean, you can talk and kind of give some analysis on some of the bottom teams in the league, like the guys you were just talking about. But there really isn't a whole lot to say about them because just the fact is that they're not very good. The bottom teams in the NFL all seem to have one thing in common, for the most part, is that they are lacking two things, both a good quarterback or an experienced quarterback. And in the case of the Rams with Bradford, it may just be an inexperience factor, and we'll wait and see. And you know the book is still out on that. But they all have those two things in common: they don't have a quarterback and they don't have a coach. And I think that's something that we see from every single one of these teams, you know, that both of us have down on the bottom. So my bottom five again: the Buccaneers, the Rams, Browns, Bills, and Raiders. And starting with the Buccaneers, they really have, you know, not a whole lot in way of offense or defense. I think have some guys on that team that are showing signs that they can perform, but obviously not to a consistent enough level. And they're going to be a team, I think, for the next couple of years who's going to have to battle things out and try to work out of the cellar in the NFL. Rams at 31, you know, again, a team that's been struggling like crazy. Not a whole lot on that team. The Browns, the laughing stock of the league. I mean, there's really, again, not a whole lot you can say about the Browns. Their coaching staff seems to be in flux. They can't find a quarterback. It's a mess for them. The Bills at 29, just not a lot of talent on the Buffalo Bills, and I think we both agree on that. And then the Raiders, who are always a mess, they being at 28. So
you don't think that picking up Josh Campbell will kind of improve their team and take them out of the bottom five in the league? I mean, I know he's not an elite quarterback, but I mean, he was, you know, borderline okay in Washington. Yeah. So he's probably better than whatever they have right now.
I don't know. I just don't see enough talent there. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not a playoff team.
No.
But, you know, I don't know if they're really bottom five. I don't have them in my bottom five.
You're 27 through 21? 22?
27 through 23 would be Broncos at 27, 26 Chiefs. 25 Raiders, 24 Jaguars, and 23 Cardinals.
Go ahead. Explain yourself.
Well, the Broncos, you know, they don't really have anyone at quarterback right now. And you know, they don't really have that good of a team either. You know, without the, you know, take out the quarterback situation, their team as a whole isn't really that great either. You know, they had Brandon Jackson, or not Brandon Jackson, Brandon Marshall. I'm still thinking Packers from yesterday. But they got rid of him, so that pretty much takes away their whole offense. They only have Sean Moreno. But, you know, I think as an offense, they're kind of one-dimensional as far as that goes. You know, he's their only remote threat that I can think of right now on offense. You know, the Chiefs, they did pick up some running backs, but the running backs they picked up are kind of old, like Willie Parker. That's actually the only one I can think of off the top of my head. Oh, and then and Thomas from the Jets. But, you know, he did have that great season, but it was also behind a really good offensive line. So that probably helped the stats. And then the Raiders, I just think, you know, they're not a good team, but I just think that picking up Jason Campbell will get him out of the bottom five. The Jaguars, I really don't know anything about them because they black out like half their games and they're in a really small market.
The only thing we know is that Tim Tebow was rumored to go there, but
the players didn't want him there. they were just talking bad about him the whole time. And then the Cardinals, the only reason I have them ranked even this high is because they have a decent offense even though they have Matt Leinart at quarterback. You know, he could throw it up there, and Fitzgerald has a really good chance of coming down with it. But other than that, they don't really have very much.
My 27 to 23 is the Chiefs, the Titans, the Redskins, the Bears, and the Lions. I missed the Jaguars by one as having them at 23. I have them at 22. You know, these are teams I think that, you know, are borderline being bottom feeders. You know, but they, I think, have a little bit more talent. You know, I think I could put the Chiefs in with some of the other teams towards the bottom, where I would consider the Chiefs pretty close to a team, well, obviously, like the Raiders or the Bills. I don't see the Chiefs as being that good. You know, I think, I guess, a lot depends on what Matt Castle can do, because, you know, he was, I think, looked at as the savior by a lot of people when he went there. And he just, I think, disappointed a lot of people, and plus injury problems, what have you. It's he's got to play better. If he plays better, they might be, you know, they might move up that list a little bit. At 26, the Titans, good running game. Vince Young at quarterback, the guy's a head case, so, you know, that's what you have leading your team. I'm not going to, you know, really trust in that's a team whose defense has gone downhill. They do have a pretty decent coach in Jeff Fisher, but that can only get you so far. The Redskins, I just don't see the Redskins being that good. They did add Donovan McNabb, which I think obviously helps them out at quarterback, because Donovan McNabb is, you know, one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, or somewhere around there. So it helps them out at quarterback, but it's important to remember that coming down the stretch of last season, to wrap things up last year, the Redskins were the absolute laughingstock of the league. And, of course, they did add Mike Shanahan like we talked about last night, but I don't see the Redskins improving all that much because they're a team who has spent money, got guys in the past, and it hasn't panned out for them, so I don't see any reason for it to happen right now either. The Bears at 24, Jay Cutler, the interception machine. The Bears' defense isn't as talented. They're not as good this year like they have been in past years. That's going to hurt them. And then the Lions, and the Lions are kind of a team we talked about yesterday as being, you know, a team who's on their way up. By no means one of the better teams in the league, but in the NFL, who knows? But, you know, I think Lions at 23 is a pretty fair spot for them, just considering that, you know, they're not that 0-16 team and they're not, you know, a Super Bowl team either. And they're kind of somewhere in the middle towards a bad team, but they're on their way up. I think they have a good quarterback in Matthew Stafford, and I think they're in the right direction anyway.
All right, so then we'll do, what is it now, 22 through 18?
Yep.
I have the Lions in at 22. Like you said, they're not, you know, they're not in the basement of the league anymore, but they're not up towards being a playoff contender yet. I think they could get, you know, 5 wins. I think the whole city of Detroit would celebrate if they got 5 wins. They haven't sniffed 5 wins in a while. The Redskins, I have a 21. They're not, you know, they got Donovan McNabb and Mike Shanahan. So, you know, McNabb is still around being a top 10 quarterback. I don't know exactly where I'd rate him, but he's up there in the discussion. So I think that would, you know, that would get them up to this level. Not playoff contenders yet, but still not one of the laughing stocks of the league like they were last year. I have the Bears at 20. You know, if they didn't have Mike Martz, I'd probably have him where you do, down in the five that I listed before this, but I think that he brings a whole new dimension to their offense because he is such a genius as a coordinator. And I also don't think that Jay Cutler can be as bad as he was last year. And I have the Panthers at 19. It's just kind of another thing that I don't really know. You know, I know they have Steve Smith and Matt Moore as a quarterback, but everyone wants Jimmy Clausen in, so I don't know how long it's going to be until he comes in. I don't know how good he's going to be for him either. And then I have the Giants all the way down at number 18. Because, you know, they kind of, after they won the Super Bowl, they kind of just plummeted down. They're not really a good team at all anymore. They're not anywhere close to what they were when they won the Super Bowl.
I got another surprise for you. was that 18? Was that 18?
Yep.
Okay, so give them to me one more time, 22 through 18.
22 Lions, 21 Redskins, 20 Bears, 19 Panthers, and 18 Giants.
All right, well, we have the Panthers as a common team in this section. I have the Jaguars at 22, the Panthers at 21, the Cardinals at 20, 49ers at 19, and the Texans at 18. Jaguars don't have a quarterback, kind of like the common theme that we see with the teams in the bottom. And kind of like you said before, I really don't know a whole lot about the Jaguars. All I know is that they're not good. The Panthers, you know, I think they're one of those teams who a lot of years people don't really give them a lot of credit, and sometimes they surprise some people for the talent that's on that team. But they lost some players this year to free agency. They lost some key parts on defense. I don't think they're going to be, you know, a challenger for any playoff spots or anything like that. But, again, you really never can count them out. The Cardinals at 20, the reason I have the Cardinals up higher than you, I don't trust and what they have at quarterback at this point, because you have Brady Quinn and what's his face from USC, Leinart. You have those two guys as quarterbacks, and so I don't really have any trust in either one of them. Their defense, though, I guess is what sells me on them. I think they have a couple of pretty dominating defensive players, so I think that's going to keep them kind of around and in the middle part of the league. So I say 20 for the Cardinals. The 49ers at number 19, they're a team who's an up-and-coming team, I think. I think they've been revitalized by Mike Singletary And so I give them a 19. And the Texans at 18, one of the better unknown quarterbacks or really underthought of quarterbacks in the league, Matt Schaub. And I think he's going to lead the Texans to some victories this season. Tough thing for the Houston Texans, though, is that they're in a pretty tough division, of course, with the Colts. So, you know, and the Colts are just tough to have in your division in general. But I think the Texans will be okay. Mitch, let's do 17
through 13.
Yeah, I'll do 17 through 13, and then we'll take a break and do the rest later.
All right. 17, I have the Dolphins. You know, everyone is comparing Chad Henne to Dan Marino, which I don't understand at all. I think he's still young. You know, he showed signs of being young last year. He also showed signs that he could be a good quarterback in the league. And they did pick up Brandon Marshall, so that'll help out their offense too. But still, I'm not really up high on the Dolphins right now, so I have them down at 17. At 16, I have the 49ers. I would probably have them down where you ranked them, but they are in like probably one of the two weakest divisions in football. So I have them. I think they're going to win their division, so that you know that'll get them a lot of wins. So that's why I have them up at 16. I have the Eagles at 15. I know that they lost Donovan McNabb, but they still have a good offense, which will, you know, tremendously help out Kevin Kolb in his first year as a starter. And I have the Titans at 14 because it's mostly because of Chris Johnson, just because he's probably the best running back in the league right now. And, you know, the NFL is kind of a passing league. Well, not kind of, it is a passing league. But he's just, you know, he can do everything for him, and that's why I have him ranked this high. Without him, I would have him ranked a lot lower than they are, than I have him at 14. And at 13, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. If Ben wasn't suspended for at least four games, I'd probably have him higher. But I think they would take a few losses in the first couple weeks of the season, so I have him ranked at 13.
Well, that was our biggest one so far, biggest difference between the Titans. I had him at 26, you have him at 14, so we'll see how that one plays out. My 17 through 13, at 17, Broncos, and then Seahawks, Dolphins. So there's my surprise with the Seahawks at 16. So me and you kind of flipped around the Seahawks and the Titans, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Pretty close to that. Broncos 17, Seahawks 16, 15, Dolphins, 14, Bengals, 13, Eagles. Broncos, you know, I kind of like some of the things that McDaniels does as head coach. I mean, some of the things are kind of head-scratching, like the whole Tim Tebow thing, and don't exactly know what was going on with that. But, you know, he's a guy who, you know, really nobody, at least from what I can remember, no one really expected a whole lot from the Broncos last year. And, you know, he kind of got them turned around, and they were playing pretty decent last year, so... You know, I got them as a middle-of-the-road type of team. Seattle Seahawks, I think they're going to be okay with the addition of their new head coach, Pete Carroll. Yeah, I know he struggled his first go-around in the NFL, but I just got to guess that this time is going to be a little bit different for Carroll. And I think the Seahawks, you know, who have a pretty decent quarterback in Matt Hasselbeck, not a top-10 quarterback, but a serviceable quarterback at least. Number 15, the Dolphins. I think a team with some talent get overlooked a little bit, but, you know, at the same time, they're in a pretty tough division. So, you know, but they're, again, a middle-of-the-road kind of team. The Bengals at 14, I saw a lot of people, and I've heard a lot of people putting the Bengals down lower in the mid to even lower 20s in some cases. I just don't see the Bengals being down that far. I mean, the Bengals last season were one of the surprise teams in the league, and you know, I think they're going to be okay again this year. I think Carson Palmer's a pretty good quarterback. As long as he stays healthy, I think that the Bengals will be okay as well. And the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't always agree with some of the things I see Andy Reid doing on the sidelines and some of the calls he makes, but at the same time, the Eagles are in it year in and year out, and it's like you can really never count them out no matter what it looks like. No Donovan McNabb. We'll see. I mean, I have the Eagles at 13. Let's take a break here, Mitch, and then we'll go over some other things around the NFL and then finish our top, what, 12?
Yep, top 12.
Top 12 rankings. So, again, though, if you want to email the show, it's ampm_sports@yahoo.com. You can also look us up on Facebook and on Twitter. You can send us messages. We're streaming live on Ustream, so feel free to do any of that. We'll take a break. He's Mitch. I'm Aaron. We'll be right back.
Snyman Pharmacy in Neillsville, Wisconsin is the place to be for all your prescription needs. They offer customer service that is unmatched and one-on-one pharmacist consultation that you won't find anywhere else. The scenic drive to Neillsville is well worth it to step inside the oldest privately owned pharmacy in the state and have your needs met to the highest standard. Snyman Pharmacy, where the pharmacist is your friend.
Ah, yes, AM PM Sports. He's Mitch, I'm Aaron. If you want to email the show, ampm_sports@yahoo.com. Or you can send us a message right here, streaming on Ustream, live right now. You can also send us a message if you want to go to Facebook. Just look us up. Just search for AM PM Sports. And Mitch is the master of the tweet, so go to...
That's actually my nickname, the Tweet Master. So you got that one right. Our Twitter would be twitter.com/AMPM Sports, and the Facebook page would, you just go on Facebook, search AMPM Sports, and you would find our fan page.
Mitch, you should tell all the loyal listeners about your beautiful deal that you get buying Madden 11. Because we were just talking about Madden 11 yesterday.
I did some... I did some trades down at the local GameStop, and now I'm getting Madden 11 for just $1. So I think I'm quite the businessman.
What is it? Is it that you traded things in, or is it that you've just become this famous already?
Well, I traded a couple things in, but it might be that I'm famous too.
I might have gotten more money for the trades. 70% upgrade in the amount of money you get back from your trade-ins. That always works well. All right, we went through, 32 through 13 in the NFL in our rankings. Time now to move away from that. We'll come back and we'll get the top 12 in a few moments. But right now we're going to move on, staying in the world of the NFL and moving into the divisions. And just strictly right now, the division rankings right now, just what we feel is the strongest to weakest division in the NFL. And I guess just sitting here looking at mine, I find a kind of a interesting trend, I guess, is that I have all AFC divisions before I have NFC divisions, and I'll get into that more when I go through it. But I just think it's kind of interesting. I did this, just writing these things out and ranking them without even noticing that I was always putting the AFC ahead of the NFC. And, it's the talk a lot of times is that the AFC generally has been dominating the NFC and has been a lot better league. Do you still think it's that way this season?
For the most part, yeah. I don't think it's really changed. The good teams in the AFC really haven't dropped down for the most part.
All right, Mitch, let's jump right into it here. My friend, let's go 1 through 8. First off, why don't you just give number 1 and then I'll give my number 1. So your toughest division in football.
I know this is not what you have as your toughest division, but I have the AFC North as the toughest division in the NFL right now. Because you look at it and the Browns are in that division, which kind of makes it less credible, but you take the Browns out, you still have the Ravens, the Bengals, and the Steelers, which all you know, you could say any three of those teams you could say could be a playoff team, and you wouldn't really sound crazy. So I think that they're, you know, top to bottom, they have probably one of the more complete divisions right now.
So the AFC North.
Yeah.
The AFC North is your number one. My number one, if I can find it here again, too many things here, AFC East. Just looking at the AFC East, you have a team in there like Buffalo, not very good. But after Buffalo, you have the Jets, who I think are going to be very good this year. The Patriots, who have Tom Brady and who are always good, and those are two teams that I'm going to get into later, you know, that are around or in my top 10 picks, both in the same division. And then the Dolphins, who are going to be solid, because like we just got done talking about with the Dolphins, they're not a bad team. So I think just looking at overall depth of talent from top to bottom, you know, with the Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, I think the AFC East is the toughest. Second, number two.
Number two, I'll just go right over to the NFC and go with the NFC North as number two. It's just because, you know, the Packers and Vikings, I have them, you know, we're going to get to our team rankings later, and I have both of those teams ranked really, really high. And, you know, the Bears aren't horrible. You know, they're not like these other divisions. You know, the bottom team doesn't have really a chance of beating anyone. And they also have the Lions, which, you know, probably the last place team in the division isn't really that bad for the last place team. So I have them at number two.
AMPM Sports. I'm Aaron. He's Mitch. You want to email the show, AMPM_sports@yahoo.com. Going through our division rankings, the toughest to easiest division in the NFL here as we approach training camp. My number two, second toughest division in football, the NFC East. The NFC East consisting of the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Washington Redskins. And I think, I have the Cowboys in my top five in my rankings. So obviously I think the Cowboys are going to be good. I also think the Giants are going to be good. I think Eli Manning is a good quarterback, and I don't think a lot of people give Eli Manning enough credit. I think the Giants are going to be pretty good. I think the Eagles will be good. Like I just talked about going into the break, the Eagles are a team who always seem to be in it. The only weak link, the weakest link, I think, in that division is going to be the Washington Redskins. But I think the rest of those guys, the Eagles, the Giants, and the Cowboys, are going to beat up on each other throughout the course of the season. Mitch, number three?
For my number three, I have who you have as your number one. I have the AFC East at number three. If I put them at number one, I wouldn't really be that upset. Just for the reason that you said, they have a really complete division. As far as my top four go, I could flip-flop those around, and it wouldn't really make that much of a difference to me. They're all pretty even as far as my opinion goes.
My number three, the AFC North. AFC North would be the Ravens, Bengals, Browns, and Steelers, and that's who you have as your number one, correct?
Yep.
I think Ben Roethlisberger being out hurts a lot, and I think I probably would bump the AFC North up a spot or two, maybe if Ben Roethlisberger wasn't out. But I think he has three solid teams. You know, and it was really hard ranking these divisions, I think, because some divisions, you know, have three solid teams and, you know, just an awful team. Some divisions have one very, very good team and then a decent team and a couple of bottom feeders. So it's, you know, it's really hard to decide these, so it's hard to argue with any of them, really. But the AFC North, for my money, the third hardest division in football. Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. Like I said, without Roethlisberger up, the Steelers would be a little bit better. I think they're still a solid team. The Bengals, I think, are going to be competitive, and I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to be very tough. And then, of course, Cleveland just is basically irrelevant. So who's number four on your list?
My number four is the NFC East. You kind of went through it when you were ranking them as your number two team, so I'm not going to, you know, repeat what you said. But, you know, like I said before, is that these top four divisions, they're pretty much even. So, you know, they're ranked as your number two, they're at my number four, but that doesn't mean that I think they're not worthy of being at number two.
My number four, the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers division, I think that's kind of a case, in my opinion anyways, and I think from going by what your rankings are, as are mine, is that you look at, it's kind of one of those cases, what I was just talking about there being a couple of very good teams at the top and then the two being bottom feeders or close to bottom feeders, and I think that's what we see in the NFC North. You know, the Packers and the Vikings, I think, make up for some of the lack of talent just in those two teams alone. But, you know, when you have the Lions in your division, that automatically brings your value down. And with the way the Bears played last year, I think that brings your value down as well, but not down all the way, obviously, because they're number four. Number five, Mitch.
My number five is the AFC South. They have the Colts, you know, obviously one of the top teams in the league. And the Texans, you know, I think they might be one of the surprise teams this year. I think they actually would sneak into the playoffs as a wild card team. I think they finally put it together this year. They've been close for a couple years in a row. And then, you know, rounding out the bottom of that division would be the Titans and the Jaguars, which, you know, they're not top teams. The Titans, I think, of a little bit more highly than you do, but I think we kind of both think the same about the Jaguars in that they're not really, they're not in the basement, but they're not a playoff contender.
My number five, the AFC South. And you see, I'll just give this away right now. My entire thing goes AFC East, NFC East, AFC North, NFC North, AFC South, NFC South, and so on. It's kind of weird because it just goes from coast to coast. But number five, the AFC South. You know, just... A decent division, I guess, but really one great team with the Colts. It's going to be hard to beat them. Houston Texans are a solid team, and, you know, like you said, you think higher of the Titans than me. I think the Titans and Jaguars are going to be battling to see who can be worse. But so really one elite team in there, and again, I think the Colts make up for the lack of talent and the rest of it, and that's probably the only reason I don't have them rated last and why I have them fifth, just because the Colts are talented, and I think the Texans can amount to something as well.
Yeah, I think actually the Texans are, that's more of a reason why I have them ranked as the fifth best. Otherwise, I'd probably have them lower because it would be the Colts and three bad teams. But now it's the Colts and, you know, the Texans are okay, and then just two, you know, kind of lesser teams.
Go on with number six, Mitch.
My number six would, you know, it's kind of the same thing you've got going on. I have the NFC South as number six.
Good man. Smart, you know, man.
You know, the Saints are obviously one of the top teams in the league, and that brings the whole, you know, the whole stock of their division way up. The Falcons also, they could be in the hunt for a playoff spot at the end of it. Then, you know, the Panthers and the Buccaneers, they're not really going to go and make a run at the playoffs, so... Kind of middle of the pack teams.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Nope.
Was he arguing with me or agreeing with me about?
I think he was. I'm pretty sure he was agreeing with you. That's the way it sounded.
It always sounds like he's arguing.
Are you? After being so rudely interrupted by our friendly coach, do you have more to say?
I actually was done with my NFC South talk. So, I wasn't really interrupted.
NFC South, yeah, I also... Wait, we are on six, right?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, and the NFC South, I have them at six, too. Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Buccaneers. Buccaneers not good. Panthers not good. Saints, good team. Very good team, actually. Falcons, pretty average team. You know, I think you could take the NFC South and, you know, flip-flop it with the AFC South. I mean, you know, I don't think there's a huge difference between the two. I just think that the Colts are pretty good, and I think that the combination of the Colts and Texans is better than the combination of the Falcons and the Saints. Number seven, Mitch.
Number seven, I have the AFC West. The only thing that's keeping them out of the bottom is the Chargers. Otherwise, you know, besides that, they have three pretty bad teams, and the Broncos, Chiefs, and Raiders.
Yeah, that not much. I assume you're done with your explanation there.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all that needs to be said about that.
I really have nothing to add to it. I also have the AFC West in there, and I think by far the Western divisions in football are definitely the weakest. You know, although I do, You know, I think just, you know, you could strike a line through the Raiders and the Chiefs right now, and I don't think that matters. But the Broncos, you know, I think they're going to be a team that can kind of hang around. Can they hang around with the Chargers, who always seem to come away with a great record in the regular season? I don't think so. So I think the Chargers take it in that division pretty handily and pretty easily. So I think that comes down to us having the exact same division in the number eight spot, which is who?
The NFC West. And, you know, looking at this division, if the division winner didn't get an automatic bid to the playoffs, I don't think any of these four teams would actually make the playoffs. If it was just, you know, every team in the conference for themselves. You know, you don't go by division winners or anything. I don't think that any of these teams would actually get into the playoffs. So that's why I have them as the lowest-ranked division.
Yeah, I have them ranked down there, too. I don't think anywhere else, there's nowhere else you can really put a division as ugly as this one. I mean, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Cardinals, and the Niners. And when the 49ers, who aren't an awful team, but by no means a division winner anywhere else, or even a wild card winner anywhere. You know, they and they're probably the favorites to win that division. It's getting a little bit ugly. So I would completely have to agree with you on that one. The NFC West is definitely the lowest and easiest division in the NFL.
You know, you were saying the 49ers, you know, they're the favorites to win, and kind of going back to our team rankings, you know, when the favorite in your division doesn't make the top 15, you know, they're in mine I have them at 16, so they're barely they're right at the midway point in my rankings. So if that's your top team, you know, your division's not that great.
Yeah, and you made the point too that if they didn't hand out, you know, automatic bids for division winners, none of these teams would be in, and that kind of says what I was just saying, that, you know, I don't think any of these teams won a wild card spot in any other division, and not even your division winner, where you could take a lot of division winners, and they would, you know, almost all of them would win a wild card if they were in another division. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll finish up our rankings in the NFL for the 2010-2011 season. He's Mitch. I'm Aaron. This is AMPM Sports on Ustream and also on Podomatic.com.
Snyman Pharmacy in Neillsville, Wisconsin is the place to be for all your prescription needs. They offer customer service that is unmatched and one-on-one pharmacist consultation that you won't find anywhere else. The scenic drive to Neillsville is well worth it to step inside the oldest privately owned pharmacy in the state and have your needs met to the highest standard. Snyman Pharmacy, where the pharmacist is your friend.
To win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. If it's time to go to lunch and your mom says you got to come to lunch now, well, then you leave the schoolyard and you go to lunch with your mom.
Wow, it's very nice.
No, I yeah. No, I didn't. That surprised me.
Well, welcome, howdy, how you doing? I'm Aaron, he's Mitch. This is AMPM Sports, another riveting show of our sports knowledge and expertise. Always speaking the truth, though, right, Mitch?
We never have told a lie yet.
Nope. Except for that LeBron James's mother whole thing.
That's still up for debate. You know, it hasn't been confirmed as a lie, but it hasn't totally been confirmed as a truth either. So
yeah. Well, it came from TMZ, so I figure it's got to be pretty accurate. I mean, they wouldn't lie or embellish anything, would they?
I think they're like, I don't think they ever tell a lie, just like us.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. I always thought it's basically like reading the Bible. You can't
it's go like
wrong.
The Bible for Hollywood, TMZ.
Yep. We went through, by the way, if you want to email the show, ampm_sports@yahoo.com. Still have a pair of tickets to give away to our third emailer. Come on, we've had one emailer so far. We need two more. Two more and the tickets.
The
are
person
yours.
That emailed us is like, just come on, just give me the tickets. I'll email you twice to get them.
But it won't work. It has to be the third different emailer, so
they'll just make new accounts.
I'm sure, because those Northwoods League tickets, they do not come at a cheap price and not easy to get to. But if you email us enough, we may even show up at your house for some special event and have supper with you.
Yeah, we could do a remote broadcast from their house.
If you would like to cook us supper some night and have us record the show from your house, we'll do it for a sum of maybe $100 or something like that.
That wouldn't
it's
be
all
awkward.
For a charity. It's for a charity of the Aaron and Mitch Foundation.
That wouldn't be awkward at all. Just show up at their house. They have to make supper for us and pay us $100.
That would be pretty nice. We went through our number 32 through, 13?
Yep.
Ranked teams in the NFL, starting with 32, going to 13. And Mitch, why don't you quickly run through your 32 to 13 before we go through the final 12?
All right, 32, I have the Rams, 31, Bills, 30, Seahawks, 29, Browns, 28, Buccaneers, 27, Broncos, 26, Chiefs, 25, Raiders, 24, Jaguars, 23 Cardinals, 22 Lions, 21 Redskins, 20 Bears, 19 Panthers, 18 Giants, 17 Dolphins, 16 49ers, 15 Eagles, 14 Titans, and 13 Steelers.
All right, my 32 to 13, Buccaneers, Rams, Browns, Bills, Raiders, Chiefs, Titans at 26, Redskins, Bears, Lions, Jaguars, Panthers, Cardinals at 20, 49ers, Texans, Broncos, Seahawks, Dolphins at 15, Bengals at 14, and then the Philadelphia Eagles at 13. So, Mitch, why don't we go 12 through 8.
All right, number 12, I have the Houston Texans. We've kind of touched on Matt Schaub as their quarterback a few times in this show, and we also did last show, and we were talking about quarterbacks. I think that he kind of gets overlooked because he plays for the Texans, and they really haven't done that much. They haven't made the playoffs yet. So I think that kind of plays a factor in why he's really not looked at on a national with the national media. And they also have Andre Johnson, which is probably the best receiver in football. And those two are, they're probably the best connection in football, quarterback-receiver connection. So I have them at number 12. I have the Bengals at number 11. I think they kind of, they have recently got overlooked because they're in a division with the Steelers and the Ravens, who many consider to be better than them. But I think they are, they'd be in the playoff hunt. So I have them at 11. At number 10, I have the Patriots. They're not as good as they have been in the past, but, they still have Tom Brady. If they didn't have Tom Brady, I'd have him ranked a lot lower than 10. So he's really, him and Randy Moss and Wes Welker are the only reason they're at number 10. 9, I have the Falcons because I think Matt Ryan is really, he's still getting better, and he's already a good quarterback, and he's only going to get better. They have Tony Gonzalez and Michael Turner. Michael Turner is one of the top running backs in the game, so that gives them a good, offensive combination. And number 8, I have the Ravens. And I also think the same thing about Matt Ryan as I do about Joe Flacco. I think he's also one. You know, he's a top 10 quarterback, I think. And he did get the addition of Anquan Boldin in the offseason, which will help him out. And they also have Ray Rice, who is also one of the best running backs in the game right now. And not to mention their defense. Obviously, their defense is, you know, they've been great for the better part of this decade, and they're, you know, not much is changing about it. Ed Reed will be back at some time in the season.
My 12 through 8, the Falcons at 12, Steelers at 11, Giants at 10, which is complete. Where did you have the Giants?
I have the Giants at 18.
Yeah, so I have Giants at 10. So they're cracking my top 10. Patriots at 9 and Packers at 8. Falcons at 12, I think they're a pretty solid team. A little bit better, a little bit of above average team. Not quite middle of the road. More talented than that. They have a good quarterback. So I think I like the Falcons for the preseason at 12. The Steelers at 11 would be in the top 10 and probably kick out the Giants and or the Patriots for the top 10 spots if Ben Roethlisberger was going to be there all season. But he's not. They still have a good defense. I'm still high on their coach, Mike Tomlin, my favorite coach in the league. The Giants at 10. Like I said before, I like Eli Manning. I think Eli Manning's a good quarterback. Definitely nowhere near his brother, but I still think, nonetheless, he's a good quarterback. I think they'll be kind of around, even though they're in a tough division, I think they're one of the tough teams in that division. The Patriots at 9, great coach, great quarterback. Don't need to say much more about them, but without either one of those guys, they're definitely farther down the list. But I... You know, Patriots at 9, it's hard to not pick them. The Packers at number 8, we've gone over a lot of Packers stuff on here. But, you know, the Packers, a lot of people have been really high on them so far this season. Even Peter King for Sports Illustrated picking them number 1, and I've just heard a lot of people picking them 1, 2, you know, in the top 5 a lot of times, and I think you have them in the top 5. I'm just not completely sold on the Green Bay Packers yet. In my opinion, don't care what anyone says, they have a coach who is unable to do a good job, and Mike McCarthy got the team turned around last year. But at the same time, I guarantee you what's going to happen this season. The Green Bay Packers are going to come out. They're going to lead the league in penalties because they have every single year since Mike McCarthy's taken over. Penalties are going to be a problem. The offensive line is going to suck in the first 6 weeks of the season. Problems won't get corrected. They'll have the same problems over and over again, and they're going to get... You know, I think they're going to have a decent season. I picked them yesterday to go 12-4, but I don't think the Packers are nearly as good as what people say they are. They have a pretty good offense. Defensively, they're okay till you get to their secondary, and they're a little weak there. But obviously, I think the Packers are pretty decent because I have them at 8, but I just don't think they're as good as what a lot of people are giving them credit for. So, Mitch, 7 through 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 7 through 3.
All right, at number 7 I have the New York Jets. I know a lot of people are saying that, you know, they're the favorites in the AFC, but I don't really think that. They did make a lot of moves in the off season, but I don't think that they made their team any better with all the moves they made. You know, they got rid of, you know, probably their best offensive lineman. And they definitely got rid of their best running back, and that was really what drove their offense was their running game. So now they don't really have anything close to what they had last year. So, but I, you know, that being said, I don't think they're a bad team by any means. I have the Chargers at number 6, and that's mostly because of Phillip Rivers, because Phillip Rivers is one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. You know, I'm not really, really big on the team that he has around him. But, you know, they still get it done. They don't have a ton of, you know, top-tier players at all the positions, but they still get it done. And another thing they have going for them is they're in one of the weakest divisions of football, so that, you know, that'll obviously help any team. Number 5, I have the Cowboys. You know, they have Tony Romo, and they picked up Dez Bryant, which is probably the steal of the draft, I think. I think he's going to be a really, really good receiver for them. He could even be a number one target by the time the season's over. And number 4, I think highly of the Packers than you do, and I have them at number 4. I just think it's mostly because of their offense. and Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is another one of those guys that's in the, you know, in the top five in the league as far as quarterbacks go. And I think that they can just, you know, I think they can overcome the secondary. So I have them at number four. And number three, I have the Saints, because, you know, about their offense. Their offense is going to score, you know, almost any time they touch the ball, they're going to score. I don't think their defense is going to be nearly as opportunistic as they were last year, but I still think they have a solid defense, so I have them at number three.
All right, 7-3 for me. At 7, Ravens, 6 Jets, 5 Cowboys, 4 Vikings, and 3 Chargers. Ravens at number 7, I think Joe Flacco is a good young quarterback. I think the Ravens have a good defense there. They have some solid leadership. that's a team that does not get pushed around at all. And I think they're an up-and-coming offensive team as well with Joe Flacco and that team. And he's been a guy who's led his team to the playoffs in both his rookie and second year. So I've been impressed with that guy. Ravens at number 7. Jets at number 6. I'm obsessively obsessed, I guess, if you can use that term with the Jets defense. And I think the Jets defense is fantastic. I think they're going to be very good. The Jets' weak side is their offense, which is why the only reason I probably don't have them in the top 3 or 4. So I have the Jets at 6 because of their defense. Cowboys at 5. Cowboys, year in and year out for the last few years, have been one of the most talented teams in the league, and I don't see that changing this year. And I think this year is going to be a year where they get it mostly all together. And, you know, finally Tony Romo won a playoff game last year, and, you know, some of that stuff got cleared.
And the Super Bowl is at Cowboy Stadium. Yeah. So,
Jerry Jones is all over him. He's got
extra motivation for him there.
Yeah. At number 4, the Vikings. A lot hinges on whether or not Brett Favre comes back, which I assume he is. So the Vikings at 4, very good offense. Offensive line getting a little bit old there, though. They might have some problems this year, but still, all in all, the Vikings, a very talented team. I do not think Brett Favre will play at the level of talent that he played at last year. But you know what? They're still a talented team. Chargers at 3, year in and year out, the Chargers are an underestimated team. They got a great quarterback, Phillip Rivers, even though I hate the guy. Great quarterback surrounded with an excellent offense, good defense, and above-average special teams. Special teams is something that's a lot of times not paid enough attention to, and the Chargers do have a good special teams. But also, you know, Phillip Rivers, he's a very good quarterback. I mean, if you could make a quarterback, if you could mold a quarterback, I think you would put one into that guy's body, because he's got the frame, he's got the build, he's got everything that a quarterback needs, including an arm, and I think he does have the weapons around him that he needs to be a good offense. Maybe not everything that he needs, but I think good enough to win. I think they're number 3.
You know, when I was talking about the Chargers, I kind of want to redeem myself. I think I kind of sound a little bit like an idiot when I was talking about them. Because I said that they don't have, you know, any star players, and I felt like I was putting them down. But it's kind of what you said, was that they just play well as a team. They don't have a star player at every single position, but, you know, when you put them together, offense, defense, and special teams, they all play just tremendous as a whole. So, you know, they are one of the elite teams in the league. So we're going to do the top 2 now?
Yeah, well, go with number 2, and then I'll do my number 2.
So we'll just okay. Yeah. All right, number 2, I have the Vikings for most of the same reason that you were talking about. I think in the NFC, from top to bottom, I think they're the most talented team in the conference. And, you know, there's not much that I can say bad about the Vikings, even though, you know, most of the things I want to say bad about them are just because of my personal opinion of especially one player on their team, but that doesn't affect how good of a team they are. So, you know, I don't like putting out number 2, but that's where I have them.
My number 2 team, the Colts, and, you know, any team with Peyton Manning any year is always excellent. They're always a good team. The Colts, they, you know, since we're doing preseason rankings, and since nothing has happened yet in this 2010 season, the Colts are the team that came into second place last year, losing in the Super Bowl, so they're the runner-up. So they're also my runner-up here in the rankings, and I have them at number 2. Obviously a talented team. Hey, you know what? They could take over the number 1 spot by the end of the first preseason game. But as of right now, since it's strictly preseason rankings, go with the Colts at number two. So number one in the moment we've all been waiting for, Mitch.
My number one team is the Colts. You know, you always talk about Peyton Manning when you talk about the Colts, and that's who you should talk about. You know, if you take Peyton Manning off the Colts, I don't even think they would be a 500 team. They'd be close to a 500 team, but that's just, you know, that's how good Peyton Manning is year in and year out. He's probably the top quarterback every single year, and that's why I have him ranked at number one, because he hasn't shown any signs of, you know, declining as of right now.
My number one team, you know, for being a preseason poll and a preseason rankings, it's the last team to win a game in the NFL. In the last game last season, it was the Super Bowl, and the team that won that is the New Orleans Saints, and not a whole lot has changed for the Saints this year. I can see some of the things that you're saying, and I agree with some of that, but I don't agree completely. I do think that the New Orleans Saints right now are the best team in the NFL, and I, you know, for my money, it's hard to argue with it. Like I said, you had some valid points, but I see it more strongly as the Saints still being number one. And this is coming from someone who wasn't high on the Saints last year. I thought the Colts would go into the Super Bowl and walk all over the Saints, but the Saints won the Super Bowl. In my mind, they deserve to be ranked number one. So, Mitch, you want to go back through again through 12 through 1 for you?
All right. 12 is the Texans, 11 Bengals, 10 Patriots, 9 Falcons, 8 Ravens, 7 Jets, 6 Chargers, 5 Cowboys, 4 Packers, 3 Saints, 2 Vikings, and 1 Colts.
My top 12, the Falcons, Steelers, Giants, Patriots at 9, Packers at 8, Ravens, Jets. My phone is going crazy in here, and it's bugging me. Ravens, Jets, Cowboys at 5, Vikings at 4, Chargers at 3, Colts at 2, and Saints at 1. So those are our top teams. And I don't know, Mitch, the teams that are in your, you know, top 10, are they all teams that are going to make playoffs in your mind?
Well, not all of them, because, you know, some of them just because they're in a tough, you know, they're all in a tough division, and it'll be hard for them to get out of that and win their division. So as far as my rankings go, my top 7 teams, I actually have all of them making the playoffs, but as far as that goes, you know, it's more because they would just have a tough time, you know, winning their division. That's why I wouldn't have them going.
So, you said something to me earlier today. You sent me a text about the, you know, being kind of hard, not a whole lot separating the top teams. And I think one thing we see in the NFL is it's not like Major League Baseball where you have the Yankees and a couple other teams, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I mean, you take a very good team like the Yankees, probably the best team in the league, and then you look at a very good team like the Minnesota Twins, and the drop-off is just enormous. Whereas we can sit here, you know, I don't think if we looked at the preseason rankings for Major League Baseball, I don't think we would have any argument probably over the top 6 or 7 teams, but, probably all going in the exact same order as well if we looked at it before the season started. But in the NFL, it's quite different. I mean, for the most part, we have the same teams in the top 10 with a couple exceptions, but they're all for the most part in different orders. And the NFL is just, it's very, very equal, a lot of parity.
Yeah. I mean, we could argue about the top 10 for a long time about where we want to rank what team. And, you know, that just says a lot about the NFL is that they aren't really that top heavy. As far as the top teams go, you know, you have 10 teams that, if any of them won the Super Bowl, you know, it wouldn't be like a huge upset by any means.
We have a comment that has been chimed in on Ustream. It says, had Favre not thrown that interception at the end of the fourth, the Vikings would have won it all. You know, my problem is he did throw the interception in the fourth. So, I mean, now just with my number one team, it's just, you know, talking about preseason, since it is preseason rankings, the last thing we have to go by is what all these teams did last, and the team who won last, I mean, that's why I have the Saints at number one. The team who won last is the Saints, and they won the Super Bowl, so I don't know how you can beat that.
Yeah, but you know, you do take away the interception.
Yeah, well, but you can't take away the interception.
I know, but I'm just saying, you know, to win the Super Bowl, they had two plays that probably won't happen again if they're in that same situation. You know, you take away the interception. For one thing, they don't even go to the Super Bowl. And then, you know, you go into the Super Bowl, you take away their onside kick that they had at the beginning of the second half. I don't think they win the Super Bowl either.
But they still, they got those breaks and they got some opportunities like that, but they still had to capitalize on it. I mean, they didn't just take it. You know, they got the interception from Brett Favre. They didn't just, you know, they won the game. I mean, they capitalized on the mistakes. I mean, a lot of teams get breaks. A lot of bad teams in the league. I mean, the Buccaneers, the Rams, the Chiefs, they get breaks. But the problem is with them is they don't capitalize on them. So when a team makes a mistake, you know, I think the difference to me, especially in the NFL where you have so much parity and such closeness between talent on teams, is that the good teams, every team makes mistakes. But I think that the good teams take those mistakes and take advantage of them, whereas the bad teams don't. I always hear people say, well, yeah, you know, the Vikings are good or the Colts are good, but they seem to get all the breaks. Well, I think everyone gets all the breaks, but you don't really notice it until a team takes advantage of the breaks. But that's just my thoughts on it.
Well, I mean, those two breaks are just, you know, that's the reason why I don't have the Saints ranked as my number one team. I think I'm not, you know, trying to downgrade them and say they're not a good team, but I'm just thinking that, you know, without those breaks, they're not where they are right now, and that's why I have them ranked number three and not number one.
If you want to email the show, ampm_sports@yahoo.com. Mitch, go over the rest of our stuff here.
We got a Twitter account, which is twitter.com/ampmsports. We have a Facebook fan page, and you would just go to Facebook and search AMPM Sports, and you'd get you'd be brought right to our page.
No, I that surprised me.
That would be my opinion and what I would say if someone put the Bills at number one.
Yeah, me too.
Just absolutely insane. Crazy. Bills are number one team in America.
What do you think?
No. I that surprised me.
It would surprise me as well.
Good old Mike Brown is always good for a soundbite.
Because do you really think the Bills could make the playoffs?
Let's see what Mike Brown has to think.
Doubt it.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
No.
Apparently no one thinks that the Buffalo Bills are very good. That's the impression that I take away from that.
Yeah, I think that's that's not just Mike Brown and Jim Mora talking that. I think that's all of America and all of the world talking about the Bills' playoff chances.
Yeah. Not too good, as are the Buccaneers and the Rams and Browns and Raiders, and they're just there are some awful teams out there that their coaches only have one thing to say.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked.
That basically sums it up for teams 32 through 20. At least on my list.
Yeah, Jim Moore is always a great source for a soundbite.
Yeah.
I think we could fill like half an hour with his press conference quotes.
He's a pretty smart guy. I mean,
he tells it like it is. We sucked. Right. We couldn't do diddly poo.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what a lot of teams think, and a lot of teams, it's the ugly truth for them. Luckily, though, I think for us, the Green Bay Packers aren't going to be in that category. But did you see the Brewers today, Mitch? I believe they lost, didn't they?
No, they won.
Did they?
Yeah, they pulled out the sweep of...
What was the score?
You know, I saw the score, and I didn't really remember it, but I know that I saw they did get the sweep.
Well, never fear. The computer is here, and we'll take a look very quickly, and we'll see. Guess what the score was, Mitch. You can guess before it pops up here. I'm going to say 8-3.
That was actually my guess, 8-3.
You're cheating. That probably was the score, wasn't it?
It might have been. I just remembered it like subconsciously or something, and I just remembered it right now.
8-3, Brewers run one. Oh, well.
What do you know?
We just got the information from one of our loyal listeners. See, I saw it on TV earlier, but I wasn't sure if it said 8-3. I thought it said 3-0 because the TV was really small and the 8 kind of looked like a 0, so I thought they lost. But silly me, I should know better because I get the text sent to... I get the text messages sent from ESPN right to my phone. Actually, we have a highlight that we can play from this game. It's Casey McGee hitting a 3-run home run. Take a listen on FS Wisconsin.
And McGee rips one deep center field way back. Morgan at the track. And there she goes! Casey McGee! A 3-run home run! 8-3 Milwaukee!
Brian Anderson, of whom I'm not a fan, on FS Wisconsin with the call for you on that one. But the Brewers get another nice win. And looks here, our Jake here, who's listening to us online on Ustream, he may know, but from what I see on Brewers.com, it looks like Ricky Weeks may have hit a home run. That's what it looks like. It says Weeks, McGee, power, Brewers to sweep. Maybe not Weeks, but I assume since it says Weeks and McGee, it means that they were both hitting home run. But I don't know. And we may never know. That's all right. The Brewers won, and let's see now what are the Brewers are now. Wow, they're climbing up. They're only 8 games out of first place.
It could be a lot worse right now.
It could be. I mean, I think somebody should ask Ken Maka if they're going to make it to the playoffs.
Ken Maka?
Yeah.
I think he would kind of be not really enthused. He wouldn't have much to say. He would probably just mumble through it.
Mumble. Well, he, as our buddy would say here, would say, I just hope we can win a game. I just hope that the Brewers can win some games besides a team, you know, playing someone else besides the lowly, awful Nationals, because they're just not good. But the Brewers do have a nice long stretch of playing some pretty crappy teams coming up, so I guess that works out in their favor if they're any better than them. But I'm under the impression that the Brewers aren't better than the bottom feeders, because I think they are one, but I don't know about you.
Yeah, I think if we did the power rankings with Major League Baseball, we would probably have to be playing the playoff sound bites and the Mike Brown laugh about the Brewers' playoff chances.
Yeah, well, the laugh can be played anytime the Brewers and playoffs are mentioned in any kind of sentence together, because it's just not happening. It's not happening because the Brewers are not good. But however, the St. Louis did tie Cincinnati today for first place in the division for a while there. St. Louis was winning the division, so. Cincinnati has been dethroned after the nice story of the year so far, Cincinnati being in first place, but not anymore because the Cardinals have come out just red hot.
Yeah, I think both of those teams are going to make the playoffs, though. One of them will win the division and the other get the wild card spot.
Yeah.
Just because the NL Central sucks.
Yeah. The NL Central, if we were ranking the divisions in Major League Baseball, would not be up too high either.
Yeah, it's like the Western divisions in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. The Western divisions in Major League Baseball aren't that good either. I mean, they stink. I mean, the Padres are in first place, and they're not exactly, you know, the best team. And who's the Texas Rangers are the other first-place teams. And what do they have? They got to go against the A's and the Mariners and whoever. The Angels pretty good, but not this year. But the NL West, not good. Not good at all. You have Diamondbacks. Dodgers not good this year. It's just, it's not good. But coming into the season, I don't think we could have predicted anything different because, well, I'll just let Denny Green here talk for us about the
The Brewers and their pitching staff.
The Brewers and their pitching staff. This is what Denny Green has to say on the Brewers and their pitching staff coming into the season and what a horrible season it's been so far.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Yep. Exactly what we thought. That's who I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, you know, at least we didn't have high hopes for them, and we're all disappointed.
All right, we're going to wrap things up here in the AM PM Sports Show. Mitch, you can go over things for our listeners.
All right. Well, we got the email, which is ampm_sports@yahoo.com. We have the Twitter page, which is twitter.com/ampmsports. And our Facebook fan page, you would just Facebook search AMPM Sports, and you would find our fan page.
That's awesome.
So become a fan. Also, email the show. We have free tickets to give away.
For the Northwoods League, how can you guys not be flocking to your computers and just flooding our server?
Probably be better than watching the Brewers.
It would be. Well, that's what I said on Facebook yesterday. I wrote it on there. I said, listen to us. We're at the same time as the Brewer game. Trust me, it's better than watching the Brewers. And guess what? I was right, even though the Brewers won. Because our show is excellence. So why?
Still better than a Brewers win.
Yep, of course. Never be better than a Packer win, but probably pretty close.
Maybe not even a Packers loss.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep. We'll be back soon. And pretty soon we'll be on a different website, and we'll tell you more about that later in the week. And for Mitch, I'm Aaron. Got it right today. We'll talk to you later.
We couldn't do diddly-poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked.